Konnichiwa, welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 192. Today in this episode we will learn about A から B にかけて, which means through from A to B. Now let's go. Noun plus から, noun plus にかけて. This means through from A to B.It often goes with nouns indicating time or location. Unlike 何々から何々まで, there's also the grammatical structure からまで to indicate a span of time or range. But からにかけて is used when the boundaries of the beginning and end are unclear.It is not used when the range is clearly defined. It is typically used for things whose starting or ending points are difficult to determine clearly, such as natural phenomena, the habitat of living creatures, or historical events whose details are not well known. So, for example, today there is a Japanese class from 2 to 4.In this case, the beginning and end are clear. Therefore, we will use からまで。
今日は2時から4時まで日本語のクラスがあります。今日は2時から4時まで日本語のクラスがあります。
How about this one? Cherry blossoms bloom from around the middle of March.To the beginning of April. In this case, the beginning and end are not clear. Therefore, we will use からにかけて. March is 3月. Middle of March will be 3月中旬. Beginning of April is 4月上旬. So it becomes,
桜は3月中旬から4月上旬にかけて咲きます。桜は3月中旬から4月上旬にかけて咲きます。
If we say, 桜は3月中旬から4月上旬まで咲きます。This is not incorrect.But since it is difficult to clearly define the period of natural phenomena,
何々から何々にかけて is generally preferred.
There's another similar grammar pattern, which is にわたって. This is used together with words that express a span or extent. For example, 5 hours. While A から B にかけてIs used with words that express a starting point and an ending point. For example, 5 o'clock.
何々にわたって
conveys an additional nuance that the period or range is long or broad. Whereas A から B にかけて does not carry that nuance. So for example, it rained heavily for 3 days.3 days is 3日間. This is a span or extent, therefore we will use にわたって.
3日間にわたって.
It rained heavily is 大雨が降りました.
3日間にわたって大雨が降りました. 3日間にわたって大雨が降りました.
However, if it's a sentence likeIt rained from Monday to Wednesday. We will use A から B にかけて. So again, A から B にかけて expresses a starting point and an ending point. So it will be
月曜日から水曜日にかけて雨が降りました. 月曜日から水曜日にかけて雨が降りました.
Now let's make some example sentences. There are beautiful cherry trees along the road from the station to the park. This road is この道。Station is 駅。Park is 公園。So, この道は駅から公園にかけて。Beautiful cherry trees is きれいな桜の木。この道は駅から公園にかけてきれいな桜の木があります。この道は駅から公園にかけてきれいな桜の木があります。The meeting will be held from around 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Meeting is 会議。So around 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. will be 9時から12時にかけて。To hold a meeting is 行います。To be held, this is passive form, 行われます。会議は午前9時から午後12時にかけて行われます。This event will be held from around October to December. This event. このイベント。So, from October to December will be 10月から12月にかけて。To hold an event, we can use 行います or there's another expression, 開催します。Passive form is 開催されます。このイベントは10月から12月にかけて開催されます。So today we learn about A から B にかけて, which means through from A to B. It often goes with nouns indicating time or location. It is typically used for things whose starting or ending points are difficult to determine clearly, such as natural phenomena, the habitat of living creatures, or historical events whose details are not well known. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。